From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. The U.S. government is a big customer and can boost businesses. And that's what's behind President Obama's executive order that requires at least 20% of the power federal departments use to come from renewable sources by the year 2020. John Powers of the White House says each agency can choose how it wants to comply.
We've given the agencies the flexibility to achieve this goal in a variety of ways, to try to take advantage of on-site renewable energy projects. For instance, can they do rooftop solar, or the VA hospitals, for instance, are doing really interesting work putting solar panels over their parking lots and arrays that both provide shade to the folks parking there and also provide power to the hospitals. Another option for the agencies is to contract with a local energy project that's being developed. And what this does is it helps that energy project get the support it needs to move forward and come online. And then, of course, they can always go onto the open market and buy both green power or voluntary RECs. But the intent of this is to help drive more renewable energy in this country. And we want to help agencies achieve that broader intent with their initiative.
By the way, what's the outstanding agency at this point?
You know what? It's hard to say. So a lot of the agencies have taken different approaches. You have EPA, who's done, and the Environmental Protection Agency, has done incredible work, with their renewable electricity. Then you have, like, the Defense Department. The Defense Department is working on doing large-scale, utility-scale renewable energy projects on their land, some, for instance, on old landfills, where they're committing to buying the power off of those projects.
Now, how significant will this be in terms of savings? I'm thinking of both emissions and costs.
Well, so this helps towards the broader emissions goal the president's given the federal government, where we have a goal of 28% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020. And we're on track to meet that goal. And when we meet that goal, we'll have saved over $11 billion in energy costs.
John Powers of the White House Council on Environmental Quality.